Elbows up, eh? I'm not too sure I can keep my elbows up when I have to dig that deeply into my pockets. Like many Canadians, I'm making summer plans. One is driving to Calgary to pick up an English relative. Try finding a city hotel for less than $250 in mid-July. In Drumheller, if you're looking to see that giant dinosaur for the final time, $300. There are deals offering Western resident prices, but it just gives me $5 off. Given I know about a dozen people who've cancelled US travel to spend time in Canada, I bet the hospitality sector is going to be making money. But based on these prices, it sure feels like I'm being gouged. Head to WestJet, I can't find a one-way flight for less than $160. And that doesn't include any taxes. Don't get me wrong, I'd rather be paying loony prices than the greenback rate. But if I'm meant to be feeling all snug about Canada right now and in it to win it on the United front, it sure doesn't come cheap. I'm Sarah Mills.